Next Tuesday evening at the Sheldon Concert Hall, the Chamber Music Society of St. Louis is holding a benefit concert and honoring David and Maron Halen. Please welcome David Halen, who is the concertmaster of the St. Louis Symphony. And also here is the president and artistic director of the Chamber Music Society, Mark Gordon. Welcome to you both.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Steve. Nice to be back with you.
And David, congratulations to you and your wife.
Thank you on having been here for 20 years and managed to hold it together long enough. Has
that been a challenge, holding it together?
Well, in the concertmaster seat, you never quite know what the next week of challenges are going to be. It's been an exciting, wild ride, I have to say.
Well, you brought it up. Yes, 20 years. Is that part of the reason that you chose to honor the Halens?
It is. It's David's 20th year as concertmaster, and it also is the 10th anniversary of his solo CD, Salut d'Amour. So those things combined, plus the contributions that David and Maron have made to the arts community here in St. Louis, and certainly St. Louis in general, deserves the recognition.
David, if you don't mind my asking, what do you think your contributions have been?
I actually think my wife has probably contributed more. She's a far more prominent face in the community. I just play in the orchestra, and that takes most of my time. But I do admire what she has devoted herself to, so many different causes, and has integrated herself so beautifully into what's important in St. Louis. And actually, I would have to say that we both deeply care about the community, and we've tried to help to make it a better place. I always feel like that's far more important than any individual performance that I may give. It's really, what kind of legacy do you leave behind in terms of how we've enriched the community?
So you just sit in the orchestra. Is that how you see it, Mark? Is he being a little too modest?
I think there's a lot of humility going on here.
One thing I have to say is that one of the reasons that when Mark approached Maron and I about doing this project, that we became very excited about it, is because of the incredible job that Mark Gordon and his wife Susan have done with the Chamber Music Society of St. Louis, and also making the St. Louis a much better place. And we've just watched it take off, and they have sellout concerts. They're incredibly intimate, and they showcase members of the orchestra and people from around the community and across the country. And I've just really enjoyed watching it come to fruition.
Salut d'Amour is the name of your solo CD. It's also what you're calling this event that's coming up next Tuesday. Could we sample something from that CD? I think the title track. What would you like to tell
us
about it?
Yes, actually Mark might be able to tell you a little more. He knows a lot of the history of it, but it's the beautiful piece. The title track is Salut d'Amour by Edward Elgar.
I don't speak French, but does that translate to honor love or something like that?
It's talking about love, obviously, honoring love. And the romance of the piece is in the story where Sir Edward Elgar was dating a woman named Caroline Alice Roberts, I believe, and she wrote a poem for him, and Elgar went away on vacation, and while he was gone, he wrote a short piece that he titled in German, Liebesgruß, right, yeah. And when he came back, he presented the piece to Ms. Roberts, along with his proposal of marriage. And they did marry about a year later, and then he took her two first names for the dedication of the piece to Carice, Caroline and Alice. And it's just a very romantic background to that story.
Thank you.
And that's David Halen on violin. He and his wife, Maran, are being honored by the Chamber Music Society of St. Louis next Tuesday evening at the Sheldon. David and Mark Gordon are with us today. That was beautiful.
We should mention that the pianist on the recording was Peter Henderson, wonderful pianist in St. Louis that David works with a lot, of course. We will have a different pianist next Tuesday. It will be Alla Voskobonyakova, who will be performing with us on March 10th.
David, I'm sorry Maran wasn't able to join us today, so let me ask you a couple of questions. You know, usually when I meet musicians that are together, have a relationship, I can't prove this scientifically, but it seems like they always meet at work or through music somehow. Is that your story?
You know, I remembered seeing Maran actually when she was singing in the chorus in the Houston Symphony, but then I met her actually backstage at Houston Grand Opera because she was singing Boris Godunov, actually, I remember the day. And I told my stand partner that day, the moment I saw her on the stage, I leaned over to her and I said, you know, I'm going to marry that woman.
No
and,
kidding.
You know,
really?
We all hear that story, yeah. But this is in fact really true. And I actually made it a project that took many years because she said no many times and for good reason.
How did you wear her down?
You know, I don't know. I think it was fate because she did not have approval from her mother and father, and which is typically really important to Korean families. But actually, at this point now, my mother-in-law, she lives at our house with us, and we have a great time.
So they worked through it.
Yeah, they sure did.
You said you met her through the Houston Symphony. Were you at that time concertmaster there?
No, I was actually the, I think, third chair, but I was sitting concertmaster in the opera in the pit at that time. And when you're in the concertmaster seat, you can oftentimes see very well the stage. The way I learned to love opera was playing concertmaster in Houston. Uh-huh.
Mark, you, I think, originally know David because you played with the St. Louis Symphony. You're an oboist for
right.
a number of years, right?
31 years there, yes.
And one of the great English horn players of the orchestra's history, I must say.
How did the Chamber Music Society come about? Is this, and I think it's your sixth year.
It is. Our sixth year, and it was inspired by walking out of the stage door for years at Powell Hall and having people greet me and say how much they enjoyed the concert and the program. And they'd start talking about chamber music. They'd love to have a place where they could go to hear traditional chamber music, talking about Mozart quartets, Beethoven quartets. And the St. Louis Symphony used to have a chamber series that ended years ago. And so Susan and I were talking about this for a couple of years. So it was actually the St. Louis Symphony audience that inspired us. And we decided that we would do things a little differently. And so our concerts, of course, are cabaret style in the ballroom.
Right, right. What's that like for you, David, as a performer? It must be a very different experience playing with a smaller number of people in a smaller venue as opposed to Powell Hall and that. What's the difference for you?
Well, it's a very personal kind of experience and is very intimate. And it's actually really good for musicians of the orchestra that are wonderful soloists in their own right to play where they're playing, especially as a string player, they're playing one on a part. So they're able to do things very freely as opposed to having to play exactly together, sometimes with 16 other violinists.
And maybe before we go any further, explain exactly what a concertmaster does. I don't really know. I mean, I know you sit in a good chair, but do you have administrative duties? What else do you do?
It's the best seat in the house, I always say. It sounds really great right there. Well, you try to get your colleagues to play together, and that manifests itself in the way the direction of the bowing, perhaps in the way you play. Joey Silverstein, one of the great concertmasters in Boston, told me once, you know, the most important thing you do is try to play as beautifully as possible and in a way that other people can emulate what you're doing. And they follow that lead automatically. You're an assistant to the conductor in a way in that you, oftentimes the conductor will address you as an individual to try to get the concepts that they want to work. And you may, in fact, make a suggestion to the conductor.
So and, you're sort of their voice?
Well, you end up trying to be the mouthpiece of the sound because what they do doesn't actually make any sound. So you try to read and interpret what they're doing with their hands and translate that into sound. You're a very important conduit. And then your voice ends up being important, for example, in the hiring process. Or what I feel like sometimes is that I try to manage in both directions. I try to represent the musicians to the management unofficially, if I can be helpful. And I try to represent the conductor in a way, too.
Mark, without getting too technical, what strengths do you think David brings to that position?
Well, obvious are the musical skills. No question about that. And as a matter of fact, David had to fill in on a European tour on a very difficult piece by Richard Strauss called Ein Heldenleben, and it was pretty much a violin concerto. And music directors were so impressed with how he handled that, because he was not the concertmaster at the time and played in all the largest music capitals of Europe, and he did such a terrific job. So he proved himself that way. I think also David has diplomatic skills. People just like him, and he has this ability to remember who people are and what they've contributed to the community or the orchestra.
Oh, a people person, right?
Well, you know, I'm still trying to figure it out. But the one thing I would say is that the orchestra in St. Louis is a very tight-knit community, and it's a really interesting, like any family, it has its strengths, weaknesses, and in some ways functional yet dysfunctional. What I find is the great challenge, and actually it's a wonderful thing about it, is it's this breathing organism that you have to tend to very carefully.
Would you share more of your music? Choose something.
Oh, let's see. Well, how about a piece by Ambrogio? It's not related to John Sant'Ambrogio, but a violinist in Europe around the turn of the century, like most of these pieces are on the CD, called Romance.
And that is the music of David Halen. Also joining us, Mark Gordon of the Chamber Music Society. David, I know you were born in Ohio, but I think at some early point you moved to Missouri. I know your dad taught music. Is that what brought you here?
Yes, it is. My father originally moved to Missouri to teach at Drury College in Springfield. And my mother actually went to what was then called Evangel College. I think it's probably Evangel University by now. Mm-hmm. And then we eventually moved to Warrensburg, Missouri. And I actually went to Central Missouri State University for my undergraduate. So I really am more or less a Missouri boy.
Was it Warrensburg or somewhere in Missouri where you first saw the St. Louis Symphony perform?
Yeah, it was Warrensburg.
Yeah.
And actually, at that time, they did residency in Warrensburg for 2 or 3 days, and I got to know a lot of members of the orchestra. I played for a number of them, and chamber music and solo. I used to play for John Corman at his hotel, who was our associate concertmaster then. So I fell in love with symphonic playing because of the St. Louis Symphony, and the sound of the orchestra was so magnificent. Leonard was conducting because he was the assistant at the time.
Leonard Slatkin.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was just an inspiring sound for a young man like me to hear.
Mark Gordon, one thing we didn't bring up is David's role in the Innsbruck Institute.
That's true. That is David's baby. He founded that organization, and I've been out there. I've been to some concerts and actually played some concerts.
Did you model that after Aspen?
Ed Boyce, who was the chairman of Innsbruck and founded Innsbruck, the resort, he did a wonderful job of recruiting me once on Powell Hall stage when we were having a lunch there as part of the Friday the 13th Club. And he convinced me that we would have our own version of Aspen there. And it's been going on. This is our 15th year. And I also have a little music festival in Boonville, Missouri, the Missouri River Festival of the Arts. And actually, Mark has played at that a number of times.
Maran has sung there.
Yes, many times.
The Chamber Music Society of St. Louis presents David and Maran Halen in Salut d'Amour. It's a benefit next Tuesday, 7 p.m. at the Sheldon to honor them and their contributions to St. Louis. And not just to music exactly, but in other things as well. Mark, what would you like people to know about tickets? I know you're having a dinner after the event, so if you could let us know.
Sure, Steve. The tickets are available for the concert only, which is at 7 o'clock Tuesday in the Sheldon Concert Hall. And they can buy tickets at the Metrotix site. There are VIP ticket packages available, but we're about at our limit for those. So if somebody wanted to do that, they should call Chamber Music Society of St. Louis yesterday at 314-941-6309.
Or people can go to our website, stlpublicradio.org, to the Cityscape page, and we'll have links and information about that too. Since we're calling this Salut d'Amour, this event, which is also the title of your CD, does that mean that that's what's going to be in the program, or is it more than that?
Oh, absolutely. We'll be playing that together with a number of other pieces. Miron will be singing on a few beautiful pieces. We actually have a few surprises in store. And quite a few musicians involved, right?
We do.
Any surprises you want to leak at this point? Or?
Well, let's leak one that we're going to do a movement from a Brahms piano quartet that we'll start the program with that'll probably knock everybody out of their seats.
And also, St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay is acknowledging this event.
True. We have a proclamation that March 10th will be David and Miron Halen Day in the city of St. Louis from the mayor's office. And we will have a very, very good friend who is not the current St. Louis mayor, but was, I believe, a three-term mayor, Vince Schemel, who is the president and CEO of Grand Center, who has worked closely both with the St. Louis Symphony and with Chamber Music Society of St. Louis.
That's Mark Gordon, president and artistic director of the Chamber Music Society here in St. Louis. We've also been talking with David Halen, concertmaster of the St. Louis Symphony. David, congratulations to you. Please give our regards to Miron and have a wonderful evening next Tuesday. It should be spectacular.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Afflicted, Daughters of Salem. This is St. Louis Public Radio.